month or $5 or every 2 weeks. I don't know.
Who was this you were going to get?
Old Northern.
For the house trailer?
Yeah.
Where was the house trailer parked? In the Orange Grove?
I pulled it right. I used to come right down over the upper road there and come right down between the arches and park right in front of that.
That was right behind where Louis built his house.
That was by the tank.
Close to, wasn't it close to there?
Yeah,
close to where Louis.
That's the only place we could get water, see? Jim, way down there with no water line or nothing.
Jim, you know, he didn't park the house trailer there long when he was working for Union Oil Company.
And we'd come home in 5 days. Sometimes we'd come home with the house trailer. Sometimes we'd just come home in the car and camp in the old chicken house, see? Till went back for another 9 days. We stayed in the house trailer.
And then on his days off, he'd start building this place where you fell in.
We had the whole.
Is that a cellar or something that you're?
Septic tank.
It was going to be a septic tank. You fell in with your cat, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you fell in with her and she was in the hole.
Did she stay in the hole with me?
She stayed in the hole with you. She couldn't get out either.
Remember old guy Pyle with you?
Yeah.
We dug that hole, both of us. We were going to put a septic tank in there and then we were going to build a leach line and we were going to fix it all up there. But before we could get that done, we thought, well, we'd put the house up. So we got the house up that far, and I'd work on it for 5 days, and I'd go back to work. And this time I come back, Margie had a beef with the old lady, we're going to move. Well, what am I going to do? She said, I don't know. Well, so we'll find a lot. So we went out to a little carpet.
So then I decided I wasn't going to live there anymore.
So that's when you got the place in Oildale?
Well, we built the house. The frame of it was built there.
We built it right there.
And we moved it.
Oh, you picked it up, moved it to Oildale.
So we had it moved.
When she decided we were going to move, we weren't thinking of moving the house. I wasn't going to lose all that work. I had all the money I had. I mean, I had that money.
You had it right in that house.
I mean, yeah, not borrowed, but it was on Kai. I was going to pay so much a month for it.
Junior, see, we had all the frame, but the windows and doors weren't in.
We had the doors and windows, but they wasn't up yet.
Yeah.
So went down and got a guy charging $50 to move it to Oildale.
And you bought a lot there.
Yeah.
How much that lot cost?
$300.
$25 down, $10 a month. So we moved on the lot. The old man came over there about the next day and he says, you know what you did? You committed a crime. You moved the land off a mortgage property that didn't belong to you. See, when you start a house on a piece of land that's not yours, on mortgage, I was going to buy it. There was nothing written or anything.
Yeah.
So the old guy, the old man came over and says, you...
Who was this, the old man?
My dad.
Yeah, okay.
He came over and he says he went right down to the lumber guy. I got the lumber sand. I still owe $200. I didn't pay anybody yet. He says, you moved that, that's against the law. He says, you moved that house off of that land without notifying the guy that you borrowed the money from. Oh, I said, I didn't know that made a difference. I'm still going to pay for it. I still got my job. I don't make any difference to move it. So you got to go over and see that Mr.
King Lumber. No, building material.
Bakersfield building material. I think his name was Anderson or something like that. Peterson. So I went over to see the old guy. I said, I moved it. I didn't know it was against the law. I said, I'm still going to pay for the land. He said, well, he said, I got nothing to hold you now. You can run off of that. And I said, I couldn't touch you. You took it. The only thing I had was, gee, when you had the house. Now it's not on the place where it was, and there's no way I can hold it. I said, don't you worry. I said, it's going to be paid for, and I'm going to buy enough stuff for me to finish it. Well, okay, then he said, tell you what you do. He says, you pay whatever you pay me on that house, you can buy that much more lumber. It didn't go over $200.
Yeah.
Well, the balance was still $200. So I'd go down, I'd buy a few, this and that, you know, bought some nutty pie. I had about $50, I guess, and I went down and I paid you $50. I got $50 worth of knotty pine. I'm going to start putting it inside.
And Junior, let me tell you, grandmother.
And I went down to $0 and I next time, and I had a little money. I bought a toilet and stuff for the shower.
Yeah, but let me.
Well, where were you living all this? In the house trailer?
House trailer. Parking lot. You live in it too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I know, but I don't remember. When did you build that little shack that had the lathe in it and everything?
On my vacation when I worked in New York.
That was after you got the house going.
Oh yeah.
I was working. I was working over for Freddie Shear over at Bakersfield at that time. I was a welder helper or welding. I don't know, one or the other. I built that by vacation.
There's one thing I do remember. I remember when you dug the septic tank and threw a rabbit in it or something.
Oh, yeah, it started going.
Yeah.
Told me if you build that septic tank, and when you get all done, you throw a dead rabbit or something in there, that'll start the bugs going.
Yeah. I remember that. That was sort of a ceremony. You threw that in and it closed her up and it was all ready to go. That dead rabbit did it. I remember that. How old was I then?
You wasn't more than about 2 and a half.
No, wait a minute. You'd born 1933 and this had to be...
34.
No. This was. I didn't buy the house till 36.
You were born 1934.
I didn't buy the lot till about 36.